We are bringing the community together by playing the music that everyone wants to hear. Sound FM is a station for everyone.
Trying to get heard? You could yodel. Trying to get exposed? You could go naked. But at CKMS, we've got a better idea. Advertising on Radio Waterloo puts you hand in hand with the campus and the community. Want low rates and fantastic exposure? Advertise with 100.3 FM CKMS. Just by calling 519-886-2567. That's 519-886-CKMS. Pumping what matters from the heart of Waterloo.
How does where we live and where we work influence what we think, what we do, who we are as individuals and as people?
On May 11th and 12th, the Open Ears Festival of Music and Sound, in collaboration with Wilfrid Laurier University, will present Environmental Rhythms, a weekend of percussive performances about and in the environment.
This brief festival includes a performance of Alaskan composer John Luther Adams' monumental and widely acclaimed work, Inuksuit.
A percussion concert in the Maureen Forrester Recital Hall at Laurier featuring performances by Tork. Insert title, Morris Palter, Nicholas Papador, and Awen Huang, and performances by the Jesse Stewart Trio featuring David Mott and Rob Clutton at the Turret. For tickets and more information, visit openears.ca.
Hey everyone, it's the Brit here.
And DJ JD, and we want to give you the inside look into Sound FM.
Sound FM is a community radio station that dedicates its time and effort into promoting new artists. You will hear many new and not so new music on this station. There's something for everyone.
As a co-op based radio station, it was the perfect choice for myself and the Brit to get a true taste of the radio lifestyle. So don't touch that dial and keep supporting your local radio station, 100.3 Sound FM.
Waterloo, Joe Hoffbrook here. And you know what you're listening to? The Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3. Don't go anywhere, because something awesome's about to come your way. Blues!
Thank you. Is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is and you know her, why don't you show her to me? Dinah, with those Dixie eyes blazing, how I long to sit and gaze in to the eyes of Dinah Lee. Every night, why do I shake with fright? Because my dynamite changed her mind about me. Ba-da-bom, ba-da-bom, ba-da-bom. Dinah, if she wanted to China, I would hop on ocean line just to be with Dinah. Every night, why do I shake with fright? Because my dynamite changed your mind about me. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Name of this song is Dinah. All the name of this song is Dinah. I'd hop an ocean line just to be with little Dinah Lee. Ooh, take it, boys.
All right. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the CKMS 100.3 Sound FM, and you're listening to the Swingin' Blues Radio Show. And thank you for tuning in on this Thursday, May 10th, 2012. This is episode number 45, and I am your host, David Trin. That last song there was Dinah by Jordan Clapman, and the previous one was Splanky by Count Basie. I'd like to quickly shout out to the dance troupe there. They were practicing to that song for a gig on Saturday, the Hepcat Hoppers, and so I thought I'd play that song to kick it off there. Lots to this evening. We have a special guest from Rochester, New York, coming on the telephone here, Mike Tibble and Jesse Handis, and they'll be talking to us about the special CD release party tomorrow in Rochester on May 11th, 2012. But without further delay, we're going to keep the music rolling, and we'll get them on the air very, very soon. Lots of local announcements, national announcements, and international announcements to share with you. Lots of stuff happening in the swing, jazz, dance world there. And we're excited to let you know what's going on.
Oh. Hi, this is Gordon Webster, and you're listening to the Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3.
took it all wrong. When I said, oh, sugar, I'm done, I'm moving on. The waves broke on the pier and into the raging storm he disappeared.
Shady Nook Farms is a family-owned traditional beef farm. We're a local business and we produce local beef. You can talk to the farmer, that's me, Jeff Steger, and you can talk to the butcher about custom cuts. Buying in bulk tastes really good. Jeff at ShadyNook.ca.
Every Monday night at Hepcats, the joyful sounds of swing jazz and blues music is played by local live bands or DJs. They will keep you dancing all night long starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy an introductory dance lesson starting at 8:30 p.m. included in the cover price. Hepcats is located at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. Please use the side door entrance. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
And welcome back. And that was our lovely Amanda Bell doing that radio ad. And Hepcats, it's the new venue. If you were listening last week, Turlock was talking about that place. It's the place where swing era studies happen each day, Monday to Saturdays. So classes all start next week. But we'll give you more information. But in the meantime, a couple things happening on the international front here. The American Lindy Hop Championships is coming up in Chicago, Illinois. That's May 11th to 13th, 2012. And awesome teachers, Andrew Sutton, Dominique Blouin, and the likes of Yuval Hod and Chester Whitmore will be there. www.artspectrum.org.alhc.htm. So that's what's happening over down or over in Illinois. Let's see what else is going on here. Oh, this is a nice one. Cleveland, Ohio, All Balboa Weekend, June 7th to 10th, 2012. Classes, competitions, social dancing, and featuring Jonathan Stout. www.allbalboa.com is where you can find out more information on the website. And there is a carpool available going from Waterloo, Ontario, down to Cleveland. Chicago Underground Blues Experience 2012, June 8th to 10th, 2012. This is an extremely awesome, awesome event from what I hear. It's $35 for the entire weekend. They've bound it together with a blues festival there. www.chicagobluesdance.com/cube/2012 is where you'll find information there. So lots and lots of stuff happening in the U.S. And finally, coming up on June 1st, Stompology in Rochester, New York. And that's a weekend of authentic solo jazz classes and, of course, social dancing in the evening. There are competitions, too, during the evening, so definitely don't want to miss that. Carpool available from Waterloo. And information, www.stompology.com. And I know that's an awesome event. So what we're going to do now is, speaking of Rochester, we're going to go online and give our friends over in Rochester, New York, a call. And we're calling Jesse Hannes and Mike Tibble from Rochester, New York. And Jesse, Mike, are you on the line right now? Just checking in here to see if this works here. Oh, there we go.
Hello.
Hello, Jesse.
Yes. Hi, David.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for coming on the show here.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having us.
Awesome.
I'm here too.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Great.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen and listeners, Mike Tobol and Jesse Hannes from Rochester, New York. And I'm calling you because I just talked about Rochester's Stompology in June. And So that's pretty exciting. I know that there's a whole whack load of people from Waterloo, Ontario heading down, and also from Toronto too.
Awesome. Yeah, we're really excited about that event.
But
yeah.
I'm calling you for another reason.
Okay.
There's an event tomorrow and Saturday. Is it just tomorrow or Saturday? I've lost track of that.
It's just tomorrow night. We're having other events the rest of the weekend, but the big event is tomorrow night.
Tell us about the event tomorrow night in Rochester on May 11th.
So just to rewind for a sec, back in November, we had Gordon Webster and his band come in for our Stephen Mitchell and Virginie Jensen Lindy Hop workshop. And Gordon was the main band for the whole weekend, and he recorded a live album at our event. And we were super excited to have him there. Tomorrow night, he comes back for the CD release party for that album. So it's going to be a big party. There are going to be albums for sale tomorrow night, and he's going to be playing all night. And he has two vocalist tomorrow night. He has Naomi Uyama and Aurora Neeland, and they're both going to be singing.
Yes, Aurora also plays the saxophone, I believe.
Yes.
Yes, I've seen her play. She's amazing.
Yeah, we love her.
So do we. Oh, it sounds so exciting. I wish I could come. I know that there are some people from Waterloo looking to find their way there.
I hope they make it.
Yeah, me too. It's a crazy, crazy weekend here in town, so everyone's spread thin in terms of commitments and other events. So that's what's going on. Website. Is there a website that people can find out information about this?
Yes. They can go to groovejuiceswing.com. That's our local swing dance organization, and you can find all the details for that event on there.
That's pretty cool. Yes. I want to just backtrack too to when Gordon was working on this. Gordon Webster was working on the CD for the event. He did a very unique marketing sales campaign that I was really happy to be a part of. And this is with the CD pre-CD release sales that he was doing across the country. Could you elaborate a little bit more on that adventure?
Yeah. So basically. We had worked out for quite some time that he was going to record here, and he decided to have pre-sales available on the weekend that he was recording it. So not only do the pre-sale people get the CD, but they also got some bonus tracks, digital only. They got their name in the liner notes for the CD, and and they get the CD ahead of everyone else. So
yeah,
lots of great stuff, and definitely incentive to purchase it ahead of time, which definitely helped Gordon out on the financial end of things.
That's right, and a lot of people who are not familiar, but recording a CD is a very expensive journey.
Yes.
and I know that getting the money ahead of time to prepare everything is quite a feat in itself before actually even doing the recording. So we congratulate Gordon Webster, and also with you to you guys too for assisting him on this, because I don't think he would been able to do it by himself or with the entire Lindy Hop community across the country in the U.S. and Canada.
Yeah. We had been actually I think we had been talking about the idea for a number of years, and it kind of all came together this past year. So we're super excited that yes, it actually got to happen.
So we're really happy over here too. We played some of his pre-release songs because we pre-purchased it at our dances, and people were just going crazy here in Waterloo.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played some last night at our dance, and they went over really well.
Oh yeah.
So Gordon Webster is very well received in the swing Lindy Hop community across not only North America, but I know he was just in Australia. I got an email from him saying, I'm in Perth, Australia.
That's great.
Nice.
What a crazy guy. But you know what? We all love him. And we love you guys too for doing this. We really are thankful for everything that you've done over there.
Hey, thanks.
Oh, yeah. We love it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Any thoughts you want to share with the listeners before we introduce one of Gordon's new songs?
Well, we hope to see a bunch of people out tomorrow night. In addition to the dance, we're also having a late night party at our house, which is kind of tradition. So we hope people come out for that afterward as well. The Lindy Compound.
Yes, and the Lindy Compound. When I first visited, I was amazed that there was a place in the city that was dedicated for swing dancing that was not at a standard venue.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely has its own feeling and flavor for all of our late night parties here.
Cool. Well, listeners, ladies and gentlemen, I have had Mike Thibault and Jesse Hannes on the telephone here all the way from Rochester, New York, and they're talking about the CD release party tomorrow, May 11th, 2012 in Rochester, New York. And you can find information at, what was the website again?
It was groovejuiceswing.com.
That's right, groovejuiceswing.com. Thank you very much for coming on the air. And just before you sign off there, I'd like you to introduce one of Gordon's newest song that he pre-released to all the people out there who pre-purchased his CD.
Sure.
And which one is this? Sorry.
It's a food.
Oh,
it's a food song.
Right. Go for it.
Wait, which one is this?
It's a food song. I'll do it here. It is it is Gordon Webster's. Oh, you got it? Are you going through the
scene? Oh, yeah. It's I Like Pie.
Right on. Gordon Webster. Thank you very much, Mike and Jesse from Rochester, New York. You're listening to CKMS 100.3, and this is the Swing and Blues Radio Show out of Waterloo. Thanks very much, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
I like it. cake. Ooh, anything you bake. Oh, your crackers too. All crumbled up in tickets too. When I see your deli roll, mama, I lose my self-control. But of all these things I like, best of all, let's sing it. Control, but love.
Thank you. door, it's taking the town. Night after night, while the ickies wonder what it's about, all the jitterbugs are beating it out and swinging on down. My, my, oh, how that band can play. You'll see those dancers sway to tom-tom rhythm. Take it from me that the new bolero at the Savoy is a killer with a new kind of joy. It's taking the town.